You're listening to SBS News.
Lachlan McGowan may live in the nation's centre of power and influence, but it's a daily struggle to make ends meet for the Canberra New Start recipient.
Rent, food and bills is about what we can afford. We maybe have $20 left a fortnight for anything luxury, and luxury for us includes stuff like ordering takeaway instead of cooking.
The 27-year-old is one of a growing number of New Start renters highlighted in the latest Rental Affordability Index. James Barron from Community Sector Banking says vulnerable Australians are facing a worsening situation.
Look, I think these figures don't lie. They show that there's a genuine crisis within this country, facing hundreds of thousands of low-income individuals, either on New Start or on low-income wages.
In the ACT, a single person on New Start allowance spends 115% of their income on rent. It's less than in Sydney, but more than in other bigger capitals like Melbourne, Perth and Brisbane. Adrian Pazarski is the executive officer at Housing Advocate National Shelter.
There is nowhere in Australia that someone who's on New Start can rent affordably. Really, New Start consigns every renter to poverty. It's as simple as that. But even in the cheapest place in Australia, in regional South Australia, someone on New Start needs to pay 47% of their income to afford a one-bedroom unit. Now, that's impossible as well. It just doesn't leave them enough money to live on.
Overall, Hobart comes in as the most unaffordable for renters, a finding that comes as no surprise to Apple Isle residents.
The prices are just disgusting.
A lot of people I know have started out paying around $280, $300 a week for a nice three-bedroom home, and now they're paying upwards of $450.
The income that we have in here in Tasmania is just not enough to afford the kind of properties that we have at the moment.
And it's very, very expensive when you're on the pension.
Adelaide is the next highest on the Rental Unaffordability Index. The report finds that people on low incomes, including New Start recipients, are being forced further and further from city centres to more affordable accommodation, hampering their ability to find employment and education. Ellen Vitter is a housing policy expert from SGS Planning and Economics.
New Start was always meant to be support, often temporarily, for people to get back on their feet and to be able to enter the job market. But at the moment, if you push them so far out of the city, they wouldn't even have enough resources to go to a job interview. So instead of setting them up for success, we are trapping them into poverty.
Adding to the housing pressure, there are new figures showing new residential building has recorded its fifth straight decline, down more than 10% over the past year. Amy Hall, SBS News.